Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Rice High Daily. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? You know that feeling when stress just seems to pile up, and you're left scrambling for anything that feels remotely like a solution? Well, guess what? We've all been there. That's why today, we're diving into something super important. Building healthy coping mechanisms. Because let's be honest, life's gonna throw its punches, it's how we handle them that truly matters. Think of your coping mechanisms like the toolbox you carry around. When things get tough, you need the right tools to tackle those challenges head-on. Now, some people reach for unhealthy stuff, binge-watching Netflix all day, drowning their sorrows in a pint or two, or snapping at everyone in sight. We've all been there, right? But trust me, those are like using a rusty hammer to try and build a house, it just doesn't work. So, what do we need in our toolbox then? What are some healthy coping mechanisms that actually make a difference? Here's the thing. It's not about finding one magic bullet. It's about discovering a toolkit full of different strategies that work for you. First up, exercise. Yep, I said that moving your body is like hitting the reset button on your brain. Even a short walk can clear your head and boost your mood. Think of it as an opportunity to shake off the stress and recharge those batteries. It's not about becoming a marathon runner unless you want to. Just about finding something that gets you moving: dancing, yoga, swimming, whatever floats your boat. Second, talk it out. Sometimes, bottling things up feels like trying to hold back a tsunami. Sharing your feelings with someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist can be incredibly liberating. Remember, you're not alone in this world. Third, mindfulness. This one's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It sounds simple, but it's powerful. Try focusing on your breath, noticing the sensations around you, or even just listening to calming music. It's like hitting the pause button on your crazy mind and taking a deep breath of fresh air. Fourth, creativity. Unleash your inner artist, paint, draw, write, play an instrument, whatever sparks your imagination. Creativity is a fantastic way to express yourself, process emotions, and tap into a sense of joy and accomplishment. And lastly, self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, so those are nice. It's about making time for things that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Read a good book, take a walk in nature, listen to your favorite music, spend time with loved ones, whatever fills your cup and helps you recharge. Okay, real talk. Picture this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, your boss is breathing down your neck, and suddenly your phone rings. It's your kid's school, they've got a stomach bug going around, and guess what? Your little one needs to be picked up. Can you relate? This situation screams stress. But instead of freaking out and resorting to unhealthy coping mechanisms like grabbing that extra cup of coffee which actually makes you jittery, how about using those healthy strategies we just talked about? Take a few deep breaths, use your mindfulness technique to center yourself, maybe even squeeze in a quick walk around the block before heading home. You'll be surprised at how much calmer and collected you feel. Look, building healthy coping mechanisms isn't a one-time thing, it's an ongoing journey of self-discovery and refinement. You're gonna stumble, you might even fall flat on your face sometimes, we've all been there. But the key is to keep getting up, dusting yourself off, and trying again. Remember those takeaways. Embrace exercise, talk it out, practice mindfulness, unleash your creativity, and prioritize self-care. You've got this. And remember, you're stronger than you think. Keep building that toolbox, one healthy coping mechanism at a time. Until tomorrow, keep rising higher.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.